funny how one little thing can quickly snowball into something much larger. About a month ago, I was started getting really bad neck pain. And originally, I was blaming it on my bed or my pillow or the way I was sleeping. And then I started thinking, you know, it's probably a product of the way I sit and draw. Let me see if I can describe how I draw, how I used to draw the strips up until about a week ago. I would sit in a kind of your lazy boy recliner kind of chair with the footrest up and my feet resting on the footrest, so my knees are bent. And I'd take this, I have this nice little thin drawing board that I'd lay on my lap and I'd put my strip on it, and that's how I draw. And I knew it wasn't like the best posture in the world, but I thought, well, it's probably not that bad. And around the time I was having this neck pain, I started wondering if I was maybe this was the cause of it. I looked at my roommate. I said, I told her, I was like, you know, look at me. Look at how I'm sitting. Does it look like I have really bad posture? And she's like, yes. Very quickly, she answered that question. A little too quickly. She's like, yes. Yes, it does. I was thinking, oh, crap. Well, now it's time for me to go back to my drawing table. And now my drawing table, which I had gotten from my parents when I was about maybe 10 years old, half my life it's been a drawing table, and half my life it's been like something else, like a TV, where I put a TV or where I put my computer stuff. At the time, up until about a week ago, it was where all my computer stuff was. I had my keyboard and speakers and all that kind of stuff sitting on top of it. And I was like, all right, I'll just start using my drawing table. I'd move some stuff off. I'll use it as a drawing table, and then I'll move all my speakers, my keyboard, everything back on there when I'm done with it. That quickly became a real pain in the ass. And I said, all right, it's time for me to actually move the drawing table to its own separate space and buy a desk, an actual computer desk for my computer. And the way my room is kind of laid out, the best possible spot for the computer is kind of in a corner. So, like, all right, I need one of those corner desks. One of those kind of desks, if you look at it straight down, it looks like kind of like a baseball, like home plate from, I was like, all right, I'll get one of those. And then I saw that it also, this piece that I liked also came with like a couple of filing, kind of shelves, filing cabinet kind of things. That are separate, but you can push them up against there. So you push, you get a long one here, another short one there, and like, and you step back, it looks like one of those L kind of desks kind of things. And I was like, oh, perfect, I can get this big one here, and I'll put my big scanner on that one, and the small one, I can put my little scanner and printer on that one, and having all these plans for all these different pieces of furniture I'm going to get. And also, in order to accommodate the furniture and the drawing table, where everything's getting moved around, I need to take this huge bookshelf, the kind of bookshelf that, you know, sometimes in movies, bookshelf will fall on somebody and they'll fall down, and you're like, that it looks too light. You're like, oh, how is that? How, like, they're pinned, you know, they can't get up, and you're like, oh, Jonathan, help me. And you're like, oh, come on, lady, anyone could push that bookshelf off. This one, you couldn't. This one would, I would imagine, if it didn't kill me, it would give me brain damage if it fell on me. Just fucking heavy as hell. I like it. I like how heavy it is because I put some really thick, heavy books on there, and none of the shelves sag. They're very sturdy shelves, but it is fuck all heavy to move, especially by yourself. But I moved it. So now I moved the bookshelf. I moved my drawing table. I have a temporary table in my bedroom right now where all my computer stuff is sitting on. But my corner computer desk should be arriving. I'm hoping maybe tomorrow or not the day after that, and then I will eventually start buying more furniture. And I'm even looking at replacing my old drawing table with a drawing table, because the drawing table I have right now, it's nice, but it's not the drawing table I would have picked out. It's just a few little things I don't like about it. So yeah, a little bit of neck pain has turned into a lot of moving of furniture and spending of a lot of money.